about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 5 minutes past the hour on this beautiful Monday morning. Hope you all are staying warm and nice and snug. All right. I still have not taken down my decorations. I'm going to, what is it, January 7th already? I'm putting that off. I'm kind of lazy. But, you know, this is kind of officially the first day back to work of the new year, kind of for a lot of people. The schools reopened. January 7th was when school was supposed to reopen. I guess Hillary Clinton went back to work after dealing with a blood clot in her head. Remember a few weeks ago, Hillary Clinton had a virus, I think a gastroenteral virus, fainted, had a concussion, which they blamed due to dehydration, then had a blood clot between her brain and skull and the transverse venous sinus, and is already back to work. She's going to start slow, but apparently Hillary Clinton has some high-level meetings with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, President Obama, Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who is traveling to Washington at the end of the week. She did cancel appearances at congressional hearings, you know, related to the Benghazi attacks, but from what we understand, she does want to proceed with those. Senator John Kerry from Massachusetts is going to probably replace her as Secretary of State as she, I don't want to use the word retired because we think that she's gearing up for the 2016 election, but she's back to work. We all seem to be back to work. We had a busy show early this morning for the first couple hours. We had talked to Pete Newman, which is a CPA. CPA has his own radio show in Kansas City, and he had discussed some of the you know, hidden taxes and deductions in the Obamacare legislation and the fiscal cliff legislation. So I urge you to listen to one of the prior shows so you could get some of that information. But we have a lot to talk about today. Very busy show. So let's get cracking. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see. Lance Armstrong, they were going back and forth this weekend where Lance Armstrong was going to come forward and admit to doping, which to me didn't really make sense because he had fought it for years, spent millions of dollars, right, in his defense over years. And all of a sudden, a story comes out saying he is thinking about coming forward, talking about his doping. Well, from what I understand, remember, Lance Armstrong, Tour de France winner, athlete, survivor of testicular cancer, a icon for many of us, but unfortunately was found to be guilty. I believe, I mean, I don't exactly know what happened in terms of evidence, but from what we understand, he lost all his titles and lost a lot of sponsorships due to doping and the Epogen, which is the erythropoietin that some athletes will use to up their oxygen carrying capacity in their blood. And it's a little bit more difficult to trace because most of us have erythropoietin anyway. We all do in our blood. So somebody, I guess, would have to measure and see if there was an abnormal fluctuation. Anyway, from what we understand, his attorney says, nah, 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 not so fast because he has nothing to gain. From what we understand, anonymous sources reported late Friday that Armstrong had told associates he was thinking about making a move where he would reach out to, I guess, the USADA chief executive Travis Tygart and David Hellman, general director of the World Anti-Doping Agency. Hellman was quoted by the Sunday Star Times in New Zealand, where he is vacationing, saying Armstrong has not approached the group. I know some of us are like, okay, is he going to come forward? Is he going to not? I mean, Tiger Woods, remember, you know, he had discussed cheating on his wife, and does that really help? Does it really help to come forward and admit it, or does it help to be in denial? I don't know. This is just something that it was extremely disappointing. I always was hoping he was innocent. You know, I mean, I like to think that we have some super athletes. I do. And I like to think that we really do have super athletes. You take care of yourself. You're a cancer survivor. You could do anything and you could be a hero to young kids right? Especially those with cancer. I mean, an icon. And, it just, it's, it was, I think I took it harder than a lot of people because I was really hoping Armstrong was innocent with all this. I mean, can somebody, you know, win that many Tour de France's? Can somebody be that strong? Yeah, I think so. I think they can. But unfortunately, being a cheater just completely demolishes any good things that you have done, you know, and, you know, Lance Armstrong, from what I understand, I mean, he does a lot of charity work. He's, has, I believe, a foundation as well. And, you know, it just kills me that innocent people that benefit from this charity are going to be hurt because he cheated, which is why, you know, I even though I wanted him to be innocent, if he did cheat, really, and again, I still don't know what to believe because I haven't seen all the evidence, but if he did, that's horrible, and no. I mean, he should be stripped of his titles. Absolutely. The problem is I think he had sued a newspaper a while back for claiming he was doping, and he won the libel suit. And then now, I guess, there may be a fight for them to get the money back because they were right this whole time. That's interesting. Unless you don't have to be correct with libel. You could still sue for libel even if you're not correct. I'm sorry, I'm coughing. So, interesting. You know, this is what I was discussing during the Olympics, where, you know, if anybody ever cheated to win any, shall we say, either races or meets or divisions to get to where they are, I don't think they belong in the Olympics. I don't think they deserve to be an Olympian, because if you're an Olympian, to me, that denotes or implies that you're of not only amazing athletic character, but also amazing personal and ethical character. So personally, I don't think anybody who's ever cheated at any point in their sports career should be allowed in the Olympics. But I know for some of you that's just a little too controversial. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. We're going to be talking about how sometimes the mental health of dads-to-be may actually influence the toddler's behavior. I guess everybody always talks about the mom and the mom's mental health during and after pregnancy, even before. But what about the father? So we're going to be talking about that when we come back from break. Also, a super pill to hopefully help heart disease. Don't go away. 1-877-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Now, I guess the kilogram has gained weight. The kilogram. This is the international standard, right? That's supposed to define the fundamental unit of mass, has actually gained tens of micrograms in weight from surface contamination. This is according to a new study reported by Fox News. Now, I guess multiple countries have a cylinder-shaped hunk of metal that weighs 1 kilogram, or supposedly weighs 1 kilogram exactly. And that's what they could use if they ever need to weigh or measure or reset something, I guess. And from what we understand, each country that has these standard masses will have a slightly different definition of the kilogram because everybody has their own different levels of corrosion. This will therefore throw off science experiments that require very precise weight measurements or international trade in highly restricted items that are restricted by weight, such as radioactive materials. So, I guess, I don't know where our kilogram is stored. I guess a kilogram is 2.3 pounds, right? And so, no, No, it's 2.3 pounds is in 1 kilogram. Right. And so I guess it's somewhere in the government, maybe behind locked. I mean, it's got to be, I guess, in a temperature-controlled, sterile environment, I would say, that if you don't want microorganisms and things to fall on it and corrode it. But they say do not fear. There is a cleaning type of procedure that they could use with ozone and UV light to clean the kilograms without damaging them. I guess you can't use soap and water. The cleaning technique is going to be described in the January issue of the journal Metrologia and may eventually be widely adopted to keep the fundamental unit of mass more consistent. They say it uses equipment that one would come by without too much investment of time and money, because Lord knows our government spends a lot of money. Now, apparently the kilogram was first adopted as an international standard at the Convention of the Meter in 1875. At that time, scientists were so frustrated that there was no consistent standard way to measure weight and high precision. So what they decided to do was create a cylindrical hunk of mass called the International Prototype Kilogram from platinum or platinum iridium alloy. The cylinder weighs approximately 2.2 pounds, which is 1 kilogram, and I guess the kilogram is one of 7 international base units of measurement. In the 1880s, they made 40 of these prototype kilograms and distributed it to countries that signed the meter convention. So I guess everybody got to go home with a kilogram. All right. Now, scientists knew, though, back in the 1880s, that there would be contaminants. Okay, so they knew that could happen. Remember, these guys were smart. We had a medical revolution in the 1800s that a lot of people don't realize we had. So these guys are pretty smart. Now, what they tried to do to counteract this effect is they made the mass into cylinders, so there would be less surface area to acquire dust and debris. They say these IP kilograms are stored in filtered laboratory air at constant temperature and pressure, but there's no way to completely isolate them from air pollution and contamination. So a skilled technician is going to rub the cylinders with Kymos leather dipped in alcohol, I guess, or that's how they used to clean them. All right. But I guess they think all these different kilograms still are off. So I guess they're going to be using X-ray spectrography to look at the surfaces. They actually tested this, and they found that they were able to hopefully remove some of the car exhaust, carbon, etc. This is important stuff. When I weigh myself, I'll take out my contacts. Well, I used to wear contacts before LASIK. Took out my contacts, took out my beret, and plucked my eyebrows just to get the weight down. Pretty important stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In Forbes, they are reporting of a 2012 report where unpaid hospital bills have risen to $41 billion annually. All right, this is double than 10 years ago. And they said it jumped nearly 5% in 2011. This is a new report from the American Hospital Association. They say the 2012 report comes even as the number of hospitals fell slightly from 4985 down to 4973 amid mergers and sales and closures and consolidation, etc. But their uncompensated care costs, like charity care and other expenses when patients don't pay their bills, increased from $39.3 billion in 2010 to $41.1 billion, and like I said, it's doubled since the year 2000. Now, supposedly hospitals are supposed to see their costs of uncompensated care fall when the Affordable Health Care Act kicks in. From what I understand, in January 2014, the private insurance companies like United, Aetna, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross, some of the Blue Cross Blue Shields, will be providing subsidized coverage to individuals and small businesses through these exchanges under the health care law. And most states are going to expand in Medicaid, so hopefully people that go to the hospital are going to be insured by Medicaid as opposed to not. But the hospitals think the uncompensated costs are going to jump, especially with Congress and the White House going to make, spending cuts in the wake of the fiscal cliff, which they have to do anyway because they're not going to get their money as we go over the cliff. And we have, I think, 3 more cliffs that Congress has to fight over. They say, as lawmakers and the president turn to the challenges of sequestration and the debt ceiling, we urge them to make health care for vulnerable people the highest priority and to reject proposals that might strain the nation's fragile safety net. Now, I mean, I get this. Hospital bills are expensive. This is why I was so frustrated with Obamacare, and you all know that I've been frustrated, because this, our healthcare problem is so multifaceted that the bill that they came out with in the midst of a recession and our $16 trillion debt ceiling, et cetera, isn't going to cut it. I mean, what do you do when people can't pay their bills? Now, you know, one thing I suggested was, like, for Medicaid, why can't people have a $5 copay? Why does it have to be free? I mean, $5 per patient could pay a lot. I mean, could cover a lot. But I understand $5 for people could be still pretty, you know, significant. But, you know, people, when they go into the hospital now, they're getting thousands upon thousands of dollars of treatment. Some of them not even asked for. I mean, I understand a lot of patients that go to the hospital, and what they ask for is not what they get. I mean, they'll get CAT scans and MRIs, et cetera, and then all of a sudden they have a $100,000 bill. I get that. I get that. But what do we do? Do we make Medicaid recipients pay a little bit more? Do we just raise taxes on the rich, well, which we all know will barely cover all the spending? Do we try to design cheaper ways to diagnose somebody? Do, you know, what do we do? Or do we just let the hospitals, which is kind of what we've been doing thus far, let the hospitals incur the debt? Now, many of you have complained to me about how expensive hospitals are and why things cost so much, a $10 aspirin, etc. And even though I haven't seen $10 aspirins on hospital bills anymore, I know things are expensive. Well, again, the reason why they're doing it is because they're hoping it could compensate for all the freebie work that they do. All right. How is a hospital, or how is our hospital system supposed to take on $41 billion of unpaid bills? Not to mention their operating expenses. I mean, how are they supposed to do it? I'm not saying we need to play violin for hospitals, but what they end up doing is hoping that somebody with good insurance or somebody who can maybe pay cash could pay a little bit more, you know, increase the profit margin so it'll cover for what isn't getting paid. You know, I mean, I know many people look at hospital administrators as they're sitting there getting fat and on their yachts. And I don't know much about what hospital administrators make or what CEOs of hospitals make. I don't know that, and I don't want to get into that. But I do know that hospitals incur a lot of debt, a lot. And unfortunately, if the hospitals don't get this figured out, they don't, they're gonna cease being open. Now, with hospitals hoping that fiscal cliff spending won't get cut in their direction, again, I think that's another kicking the can down the road analogy. I mean, the problem we're gonna have is if the government doesn't stop spending and doesn't cut back on spending and people aren't paying their bills. I mean, some of these people who aren't paying their hospital bills could actually put some money towards their bill. Okay, maybe they can't pay the whole $25,000 bill or $100,000 bill, but maybe they can make $25 payments. I mean, some of these people that aren't paying their bills, they aren't disabled, they aren't veterans. I mean, we're talking, there is a subset of people that are choosing not to pay their bills. And my concern with that is, how do we get people that won't pay that can pay? And I'm not talking about $400,000 earners. I'm talking about middle-class people that think, you know what, they could get out of the bills. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thanks all of you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. Go to your iPhone app store, download it anytime you want, and you can listen to any of the Dr. Dahlia shows anytime you want, not to mention it hooks you up to the podcast. So, you know, we were talking about how unpaid hospital bills rise to $41 billion annually, and from what I understand, the hospital system is looking forward and hoping and praying that with the fiscal cliff negotiations, they don't get the cut in spending. Now, you would think as a doctor, I would, you know, agree with that. I mean, I want hospitals to stay afloat. I do. But the other problem we have is as Americans, we have to hope to high heaven the government does stop spending, because they are spending way too much, promising way too much, covering way too much than the money coming in. And so fiscally, we do need a lot of programs being cut, but medically, we need our hospitals staying open. Now, the one thing we had discussed prior to the break is how much of this $41 billion in hospital bills is because somebody is a quadriplegic, somebody is disabled, a sick kid from an indigent family, etc. All right, I don't think a lot of these unpaid bills are from that group. Remember, most kids are covered by Medicaid. I believe they, if not all of them. So then who is using the health care? Most disabled veterans should be covered by the VA. Most elderly should be covered by Medicare. Again, most, because I can't say 100%, but 99.99% of your 65 and older should be covered by Medicare. So then who is racking up the $41 billion in unpaid hospital bills? And I understand a lot of us lost our job. A lot of us can't afford hospital bills. When I got a hospital bill, I got a $25,000 bill for my surgery this summer. I mean, whoa! And it's because the insurance tried to get out of it, etc. So I get that, okay? I'm not saying that most of us are deceitfully not paying, but I think some are. I think there are some people that really could pay $25 here, $100 here, $1,000 here, and they're not. All right? A lot of people, when the housing crisis, or before the housing crisis, and people were able to get into $500,000 homes whose salary was $25,000 a year, all right, you know, they chose to try to make the $500,000 home work. They didn't choose to pay their medical bills because I know some of my patients would not pay my bills because they wanted to pay for a $500,000 home. And I'm not saying all of them, but what I'm saying is we need to realize and be honest that we have a set of people that don't pay their bills and don't care. We also have illegals and other people using our system and not paying. And so if the hospital networks need the government to not cut back on that spending, and if we don't get spending cuts, government needs to then print money, and then we have inflation, which will hurt us. I think somebody needs to stand up and go, okay, what the hell is going on, and why aren't people paying their hospital bills, even partial? These hospitals work with you on cash discounts. They do. Now, in the olden days, if you didn't pay, and I'm saying olden days because things have been a little different with this latest recession. In the olden days, if you didn't pay, they would go after your credit, and that would actually scare you. Or you couldn't come back to a facility if you never paid. You were a quote-unquote bad debt. Well, most hospitals can't turn you down if you racked up tons of bills and never paid them. Most hospitals won't do that. And they have to. They have to take you. And is the threat of somebody going against your credit as big a threat as it was 5 years ago? Most of our credit is blown. All right? I can't tell you how many of my patients are living in their house for free, not paying their bills because they're going to ride it until they finally get foreclosed on. And they'll be able to get free rent. And they will swap the bad credit for the cash they could accumulate for living in the house and not paying their bills. Now, again, I'm not saying anybody's bad. I'm not judging. But we have a much different ideology now when it comes to paying bills and credit. Now, I know there's a lot of credit restorations, and please, you know, seek those out because, you know, when the economy does improve, and I hope it does, you're going to want to buy something. And if you have bad credit, you know, it's going to be very difficult unless everybody has bad credit. And if a car dealership wants to make a sale, they may just let it happen. I know, I'm not sure where this is going to go. I mean, if everybody has bad credit, and then nobody's going to sell to nobody, and then we're going to have a stalled economy. And so, if people want to make the sale and want to take that chance, they may go ahead and lower the standards that they use for you having to have certain credit. I told you guys what happened years ago. We had phenomenal credit at the start of the recession, phenomenal. And then things got hit pretty bad. So many of my patients lost their jobs. It was horrible. And we started to really feel it financially, and I wanted to pay my staff. So we go to the bank, having years of good credit, upstanding, paying our bills all the time. The bank should have loved us. We walk into the bank saying, we need a line of credit. I got to pay my staff. And they turned us down flat. I go, what are you talking about? Our credit scores are phenomenal. I challenge you to find somebody else with as good a credit scores as we do. They go, yeah, but your credit scores are going to change in this economy. You ain't getting the, you're not getting the line of credit. And we were shocked. Now, anybody else who could have experienced what we experienced might do things different in the next few decades, going, well, then what the hell did I do, busting my butt, paying my bills, when I could have saved the money, had a crappier credit score, and still be turned down by the bank anyway? I mean, I have to admit, one of the thoughts was, oh, my God, we were spending thousands of dollars a month to keep our medical practice open and doing what we were doing because, again, we didn't want to hurt our credit because when we needed the bank, we could then rely on them. And, no, we could not rely on the bank. I could have saved up some of that money, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to bad debt any of our creditors. And unfortunately, it makes you scratch your head and go, well, you know, maybe I should have saved up the cash because it didn't matter. Our good credit score didn't matter. So if people know this, what incentive is there for them to take out grocery money, take out entertainment money, and give it to a hospital where it'll only put the tiniest dent in their bill? You know, one of my family members was showing me all the bills he had on his kitchen counter. And he said, this is the order I'm paying them in. The doctor's last, of course. And I go, whoa, 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 why is the doctor last? I thought you liked your doctor. I thought your doctor did a good job. He goes, yeah, but usually, you know, the medical field, they'll cut your bill. And they rarely take it to collections. So I got to pay the power because I need the power up. I got to pay. But the medical can wait. And I'm like, but he could decide not to see you again, and then you lose your doctor. He goes, yeah, but there's other doctors. There's other hospitals. You aren't going to get turned down. So while we're trying to figure out how to deal with the spending crisis, how to deal with healthcare reform, how to deal with all the debt that we're in, what do you do when people can still get healthcare for not paying their bills? Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't. I think we should be a country where everybody could get healthcare. But we need to be practical. How the hell do people get treated for a heart attack, a gunshot wound, a car accident, not pay their bills, and these hospitals stay open, and the government keep paying? What else should we do if credit history and denying you services isn't enough to scare people into paying their bills? And again, we're talking about the subset that actually can put some money into the system. I can't tell you how many Medicaid patients I see. They're great people, wonderful. I see them getting their nails done. I see them getting their hair done, but they don't want to pay $5 towards their health care. Something may have to change. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted, and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. We still have cabins. We set aside a lot of them. And we can't wait. We are going to have a phenomenal group. It is going to be fun. I cannot wait. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com and check that out. While you are on my website, you can always email me if you have any medical questions. Sign into our guest book. I'd like to see who's listening, where you guys listen from. Don't forget to sign into our guest book. Of course, we have our iPhone app, Android app that you can download when you're there. Don't forget also to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Now, CES is huge when it comes to Vegas every year, and that's when we all throughout the country get to be educated on what type of gadgets are hopefully going to be coming out that year and what things are in the making. And there's some pretty cool 2013 type stuff that I want to tell you about. Okay, now apparently CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, opens officially tomorrow. But some of the things that they have is the smart fork that monitors what you eat and slows down your eating. There's a computer that you could use as a table and play games on. And then I guess the newest thing that they're going to try to push and make the newest fad is called the Fablet. It's a combined phone and tablet that experts say is going to be the next year's must have. Now, apparently, computer maker Lenovo has something it believes will get families back together. This is from Daily Mail, Mail Online, saying there's a PC the size of a coffee table that works like a gigantic tablet and four people could use it at once. This table beast PC is 17.8 pounds, 27-inch Windows 8 Pro machine. It's called the Idea Center Horizon Table PC. Should be available in the summer with a starting price of $16.99. Lenovo, again, is the company behind it. They say Horizon makes personal computing, interpersonal computing with shared collaborative experiences. Basically, you could see photos all together, music, video on the same screen, can play games. It'll be interesting to see what neck, shoulder, and back injuries I see with this one, with everybody hunched over. That's going to be kind of interesting. But still way cool that you would have a table such as that. The Horizon Table PC, they say, takes advantage of Windows 8 touch-based features to support multiplayer gaming among activities. So they're going to be dice. There's going to be joysticks, etc. So people will be able to, I guess, play. They say the table PC will also allow plastic strikers for air hockey. Joysticks will attach to the screen with suction cups for other games, including multiplayer shooter, quote-unquote, Raiding Company. They say it even comes with virtual electronic dice so that board games could still be played. I'm looking at this. This is pretty damn cool. $1,700, expect probably by the time you're done with all the accessories, you're way into the 2000s, maybe even more. Having a 27-inch desktop, that's going to be cool. They say the Horizon Table PC contains only 2 hours of battery life when not connected to a wall socket. Oh, I mean, just like my iPhone. I mean, my iPhone, I always have to worry about when I could charge it. I mean, that's what happens when you have so much, things that it does and power that it gives off. Lenovo is also getting ready to market the Horizon multi-mode table that will let users change the angle and height of the PC from lying down flat to facing the user like a normal monitor. All right, so Lenovo's getting ready to launch new editions of more traditional computers, including an IdeaPad, ThinkPad, touchscreen, etc. Of course, right? Microsoft Corporation apparently pioneered the idea of a table PC with the Surface, a PC with a 30-inch touch screen, sensitive screen, which was released in 2008. It was designed for store displays and other commercial applications. The concept is now called Pixel Sense, as Microsoft started using the Surface name for an unrelated, I guess, tablet computer last year. So I guess, all right, let's go to the fork. There's something called the Happy Fork. And what this Happy Fork does is it uses electronic sensors to monitor how much or how fast a user is eating. If the user starts to eat too quickly, the fork vibrates and bright lights flash on its handle. The fork also wirelessly connects to a user's phone to send their eating habits to a special app. The Happy Forks makers claim that people only naturally feel full about 20 minutes of eating, and so by diminishing the amount eaten in that period, users will then hopefully consequently consume more and then lose weight. Apparently, it's being funded by Kickstarter and will sell $99 each. They also think because you're eating slower, it's going to help with a lot of digestive problems as well as reflux. They say most people eat faster when they should and do not realize that eating too fast isn't a healthy behavior. I eat fast because I don't have time for lunch. That's why I eat fast. I know it's not healthy. The fork will track the duration of a meal, the number of fork servings, and the duration of each interval in between servings. Like I said earlier, I don't really eat soup or cereal or my ho-hos with the fork, but it'll help for those of us that do eat with the fork. They say eating too fast and not chewing enough leads to poor digestion and poor weight control. So I guess it figures out how many servings you have, and then I guess you have an app that could coach you. So pretty interesting stuff. I love when CES comes into town. So much cool stuff. I'd like to one day go. I never get a chance to go. But, you know, seeing the cool things on the horizon is always exciting. And CES show in Las Vegas is one of my favorite shows. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, they have linked low wages to high blood pressure, but this time in women and young people. They looked at 5,000 people studied over 3 years, and they said they found the biggest correlation between low wages and high blood pressure with women and those aged 25 to 44. But get this, if they doubled the wage, and I don't know how they did this long term for the test subjects, and if they do this again, sign me up because I would love to get double the salary. They say doubling the wages of these groups could reduce the risk of blood pressure by 35% in women and 30% in young people. Now, this was conducted by the University of California. It's one of the very first, studies that actually looked at wages and blood pressure. Now, of course, we know how important it is to lower blood pressure. You know, blood pressure is, you know, linked to stroke and cancer and a variety of other, kidney disease, et cetera, a variety of other types of issues. So lowering blood pressure helps. One suggestion that may be played with is just raising everybody's minimum wage. Well, you raise everybody's minimum wage, and then hopefully other offices and clinics and companies follow suit. So if everybody pays more, it gets paid more, you could then lose your, you could then hopefully lower your blood pressure. Now, what I don't think California realizes is, and they should, because, you know, some of their studies, cities have gone bankrupt, is you decide to just raise everybody's wages, somebody's going to get fired, and then maybe another person's going to get fired because costs went up, and now you have unemployment, and we know that unemployment could increase heart disease. Plus, you decide to raise everybody's wages, cost of living goes up. I think Seattle has one of the highest minimum wages. I believe $9.01. I'm not sure you're trying to remember that. But also, it's very expensive to live there. So I don't think you're going to decrease stress on the back end. I just don't. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to probably spend some time this month. I want to talk about varicose veins. I know we're coming up on the end of the show. But some of you ask, you know, what do you do if your varicose vein starts to hurt or bleed? And, you know, sometimes we need some of these varicose veins removed. There's other types of sclerotherapy and type of treatment that they could do on your current veins if you can't sustain a surgery. But womenshealth.gov websites list signs that could happen with varicose veins that should prompt you to go and see a doctor. So, like, for example, if your varicose veins on your legs are tender to the touch, warm, swollen, red, it could be a thrombophlebitis, a superficial one, get seen. If you start to have rashes or sores appear on the leg, you could get a venous ulcer, very difficult to heal and close up. If the skin color changes or skin thickens around the ankle or calf, if a varicose vein starts to bleed, hard to stop the bleeding. If the symptoms affect your daily tasks where you can't sit, walk, etc., or if they just bother you in appearance, all right? If they bother you in appearance, then, you know, you could go and get them checked out. But we'll spend more time on that. All right, guys, this was a great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and please be safe.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.